It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to this Thursday, which we refer to call Friday Eve. It's Friday Eve. You are almost to the weekend. We're getting there one step at a time, and glad you're there, and Big Reg is on the board. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey. How's it going?
All good?
Yeah, all good.
All right. All the buttons to be pushed today are before you. Nice. All right. Hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. Coming up at 3 o'clock, Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty in Madison is going to be on the show, updating on some things they've been working on. And, oh, by the way, they've got a major event this weekend with Riley Gaines coming in as a speaker. I'm looking forward to being there with them. So, yeah, 3 o'clock today, Emily Jones from Moms for Liberty on the show. And then at 3:30, you know the deal. It's Thursday, man. That means we got our running segment, Butters and Lee. So Butters will be joining us, Lee from Huntsville joining us, and we will have Butters and Lee at 3:30. And then I still got a triple dipper, so hit it, man.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, I'm getting to it today. I'm doing it first. Turning left on Israel. I've had the city on the desk for the last 2 days, and I keep adding more to it because I can't get to it because the content we've had over the last few days has been so full. I mean, we've had congressmen and senators and, you know, the Grand Council and all this stuff going on for days and days and lots of news and breaking news. And you know what? I put it first today. We're going to get turning left on Israel. And I got some great audio from General Jack Keane to play for you as well. And then number two, oh, and I added to this one too, I didn't get to Kakistocracy yesterday, and I'm pretty sure it got worse since then. Kakistocracy, you may recall, is a word, an actual word. Look it up in your dictionary. Kakistocracy, spelled with a K. It stands for a government run by the least competent of its citizens. Oh. And I got massive examples. So Kakistocracy is number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, timing's everything. Yeah, we're going to talk about some stuff to include the fact that the Alabama State House this morning just rammed through, and I don't mean like a little bit, I mean like rammed through a major piece of gambling legislation. The same distorted piece of, you know, horrible legislation that violates every Republican precept that I talked about for the last several days. Well, they just like brought it out with less than 2 hours of debate. Shabam! About half the Republicans joined with all the Democrats and they passed that thing on, and we'll see where it goes. All right, listen, that's a full show. And nonetheless, I've got more to go to include the Right Side Way monologue. So let me jump onto that real quick. And I'll just remind you guys, the Right Side Way monologue, the daily monologue, sponsored for you by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our otherwise overly broad listening area. Yeah, Southern Immediate Care, with places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Y'all, they are doing an epic good job at treating people and giving them the medical attention they need. They'll do it for all ages, 7 days a week. Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, let me just start off here and say this is going to be like a conversation of guns and politics all at one time. Some years ago when I was running for office, I actually had a local tea party that called and asked me to come and speak to their group. And I got up there. They were meeting in the back room of a gun shop. And I walked in, and like the place is like covered up in guns, and then lots of good salt-of-the-earth folks sitting there. And I stepped in. I said, my gosh, guns and politics, this is awesome. Well, they don't always mix. But elections, y'all, elections have consequences. Lord, don't we know that to be true? And so do elections where they don't follow the election laws, but that's another story. But let's just stick with the fact that Biden is still in the Oval Office and that Republicans could hardly even get themselves over the finish line in the last midterm elections. And so here we are. And elections, well, they have consequences. And right now the consequences are very, very serious, even ominous. But we still have plenty of room to straighten this out. We do. But only if we remember to clear the malfunction and reload. If you've ever had any experience at all with firearms, you know what it means to reload. In military training, there's two forms of reloading. There's the kind that comes from realizing the chamber is now empty, and there's the kind that comes from taking advantage of a pause in the shooting to make sure your chamber never gets empty. In any event, you train on reloading almost as much as you do on accuracy. And then you also train on correcting a malfunction, or as it's sometimes called, clearing a stoppage. You're firing your weapon. Suddenly you have a jam, a misfire, a crossload. What do? You clear the weapon, check the chamber, reload, re-engage. In basic training, a soldier will spend almost as much time training how to load, unload, and clear a malfunction as he or she will on putting rounds on target. Why? Because how accurate you are means absolutely nothing if you can't keep your weapon system ready and functional. If you can't get a round ready to fire, if you can't put a malfunctioning weapon back into service, then all you have is what we call a fire-and-forget weapon system. So in the military vernacular, a fire-and-forget is just what it sounds like. It's a single-use, one-shot weapon. You shoot it one time, discard the tube. One and done. Go get another one, because that one served its purpose. You may have seen the bazooka in old war movies, right? A tube that fired a rocket-propelled explosive, and once it was fired, you could reload it and fire again. Well, one of the closest examples we have to the modern bazooka is called a LAW, an L-A-W, a light anti-tank weapon. And a LAW is actually a fire-and-forget weapon. Both of them fired a round that was comparable to the other, but once the LAW was fired, that tube became dead weight, no further use. It was a fire-and-forget weapon, one and done. Go get another one. So why am I telling you all this? It's an analogy. You see, here's the thing. I don't want the United States of America to be a fire-and-forget nation. Think about it. One and done. Go get another one. In the grand scheme of things, the U.S. is still a fairly young country on the world stage, not quite 250 years old. There are apartment buildings in Europe that are older than our nation. One-third of our states were added to the Union just in the second half of our short existence. The most recent ones, Hawaii and Alaska, were still territories during World War II. But despite our relatively young status, we are still a force to be reckoned with militarily. We have an industrial complex that is far greater than half the world combined. We have a gross domestic product that is the envy of the world. We have resources beyond compare. We have military strength that's greater than any other. We have land on a scale that is epic in size. And most importantly, we have rights. We have rights, actual liberties, the ability to know that we as citizens of the United States, we can expect our everyday to have some measure of success, if for no other reason than the fact that we have these certain inalienable rights that no one is supposed to be able to take away. And right now, there's a movement afoot, both from external and internal forces, to diminish who we are both as a nation and a people. So the question before us now is whether we're going to be able to clear this malfunction and reload and re-engage, or if America's going to turn out to be a fire-and-forget nation. So yesterday, a report came out that's getting some press, but is also being overlooked by many. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee announced that he and other members of the committee had just received a classified briefing on some type of external threat that was so concerning that he immediately and publicly called upon the administration to declassify it, make the details of the threat known to the general public. Why would he do that? Classified briefings are generally classified for a reason. Well, there's also ample reason to believe that on any given day, some bad actor wants to drop a bomb on the U.S., so what was it about this one that made the congressman sound the alarm? There are some reports that are saying sources have revealed that it has to do with a plan by Russia to put nuclear weapons in space, with the possibility of destroying U.S. communications and GPS satellite systems. And yes, that would absolutely rock our world. So the Intel Committee chairman obviously believes the Biden administration is likely incapable of addressing the threat, and he wants it out there so the world can prepare. It's a question of being able to reload and re-engage as a nation. And then I look at things like cultural issues. Even within our own borders, illegal mass migration is changing the landscape of major swaths of American population centers. Concern is rising about the ability to sustain essential services and to absorb the mass influx of people who arrive without a common language or a means to support themselves. Crime, disease, strains on the systems, unrest in U.S. communities that are facing the massive influx of illegals, all of which are straining our systems. We need to clear that malfunction. We need to get our systems back in play. And what about morals? Is there a moral decay in America right now? Some may say it's just a developing trend of modern society, but I would say no, it's not. What we are seeing right now is true rot, actual malfunctions. When men want to dress as women and dance provocatively in front of children, we don't have a new modern trend. We have moral rot. When protesters believe that destroying history and tearing down statues and defacing art is a means of expression, that doesn't signal new and developing trends in public sentiment. It denotes actual rot at the core of who we are as a people. When churches are ordered by government to shut their doors or risk having their pastors arrested, when businesses are shut down and people are paid not to work, those are protections against a pandemic? Huh. Actually, they're indications that liberty took a backseat to authority, and they are cancerous rot. And we must be able to clear those malfunctions. And as quickly as a soldier can clear their weapon, we must reload for the next shot and be able to re-engage the enemy. So think about it. What good is a weapon if you cannot put it to use at the proper time? And don't think that just because they can shoot once means that you're going to stay in the fight. A good soldier must be able to clear a malfunction without pausing, without even looking, and reload that weapon and re-engage the target. So America, as a nation, must be able to do the same. We must clear the malfunctions that are degrading our national security from external sources, restore the cultural and moral issues that are causing our nation's malfunctions from within. We must reload and re-engage, because we cannot allow America to become a fire and forget nation. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Serious topic, y'all. Serious topic. A lot going on. This is why I did the monologue yesterday first on the fact that in the midst of the storms, God can give you peace enough to sleep and to sleep in a sustaining way. But I had to come in today and acknowledge some things. We are facing right now internal and external threats that I think that threaten the very fabric of our society. And if we don't get a grip on it and clear that malfunction and reload, we will not make it through the next engagement. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.